In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes.
Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today,
and day's night today, and black's white today,
and most guys today, that woman prize today,
are just silly gigolos.
And though I'm not a great romancer,
I know you're bound to answer
when we propose.
Anything goes.
And welcome back to Anything Goes right here on the Trending Topics Network. There's a certain spiel that I could sit here and tell you about how this show has a lot of topics and all that kind of stuff. We don't have a lot of topics this week, so we're going to try to free flow as the best as we can. We even started recording, and like, because I always start the call. As soon as we start the call, it's recording. And we're going back and forth. We just got into a conversation about something. Like, all right, I gotta hold on to this because it's getting good, and we could fill up 10-15 minutes probably on it. So we'll try to get it back to the beginning and make it natural as possible. But anyway, I am your host, Heavy Set. You can get a hold of the show. Well, you could use our email address, but there's no really need to, which I believe is anythingpicks@gmail.com. You can also tweet us, which is the main thing. The Anything Goes on Twitter. There's also another show called NFL Easy Picks. If you like that, you can email that NFLEasyPicks@gmail.com. Use hashtag NFL Easy Picks or tweet us at NFL Easy Picks. But without any further ado, let's get into the fun, get into the madness, get into whatever the fuck we want to talk about. I am your host, Heavy Set, like always, and we also have the Mop Jockey.
Who day?
Wrong show.
Oh. Shit.
Who dat? No, wrong team.
Yeah, no.
See, I want
who dat want, everyone.
I want a Saints versus Bengals Super Bowl. So we can have who dat versus who day.
I wouldn't mind that at all because I'm pretty sure the Bengals would destroy the Saints.
It's not like it's going to be this year. It could be in 20 years.
No. I'll take it this year.
Yeah, okay. The one year that it looks like the Bengals are going to get a playoff win and you want to go...
I got to take it where I get it.
Yeah. Speaking of taking where you can get it, we have FTW.
Go fuck yourself, and I love peanut M&Ms.
do you like them because do you like nuts?
No, they're peanut butter ones.
He
just likes the butter from the nuts.
I still miss the... I think it was called the strawberry-eyed peanut butter M&Ms.
Oh, they were so gross.
Dude, I love those.
Dude, I remember
no idea what I'm talking about.
My mom sent me and my sister on Christmas Eve to go pick up some shit at Walmart, like some snacks and shit. Mm. And I seen them. There were a little bag of them, and I'm like, oh, I'll pick them up, whatever, see what. So I took a couple of them, and I'm like, ew, what the fuck? It tastes like vomit. And then I had my sister try some, and she had to pull over. She threw up. She's like, these are fucking disgusting.
You guys are fucking nuts. It's basically strawberry and peanut, which is like peanut butter and jelly, with chocolate. Good. I love those.
I don't like strawberry jelly.
Oh, that could be wild. I love strawberry jelly. I like strawberry over grape.
Depends on what it is.
But here's my reasoning for it. Like, I like strawberry and grape, period. But what it is for me is, as a kid, we always got grape. Grape.
Yep.
And I think I got strawberry one time, and like, just because I didn't get it as much or whatever, like, strawberry just tasted better. But one thing that I will like, and I swear we talked about this before, that I like, I do love bagels. I hardly get them anymore.
Right.
But cinnamon raisin bagel with grape jelly.
Ew.
That's really, what do you think the raisins are?
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's the, like, I think, like, those two go together. I think because we always had jelly. My mom loved grape jelly, and yep. She loved those bagels, and she always put them together. And when I look back, I'm like, that makes so much sense, and I could still eat like that. I wouldn't put strawberry jelly on it whatsoever, but yeah.
Yeah, for me, it just if it's a bagel, just give me a plain bagel with the strawberry cream cheese.
Yeah, if I eat a bagel, it's a plain bagel, or a cinnamon raisin bagel, it's fucking loaded with butter.
Oh, see, I'm a cream cheese guy.
I haven't had cream cheese in forever. I kind of want, now that you like say that, I'm like, fuck. A bagel with some cream cheese sounds really good.
We need to change the name of the show to Anything Food Topics.
Yeah. We do talk about food more than anything on this show.
We haven't, because I forget the last time we did an episode. I didn't even look it up recently. But we have to talk about the Halloween Whopper.
I haven't had it. And it looked,
not
I
good?
No, didn't even interest me at all.
You didn't have it, Mom? I mean, you didn't like it, Mom?
No, I didn't.
You just don't like the look of it.
I didn't like the look. I didn't like the taste. And I didn't like the outcome.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
I heard
we'll
about the outcome being pretty bad.
Well, like, I got it not that long after it came out. I was driving on the Ohio Turnpike, and they have some nice rest areas. And I knew they had some Burger Kings. I was like, you know what? I have to try this Whopper. And this is, like I said, right as they were coming out. Because I look at it, I'm like, there's no way I could ever crave that burger. Granted, I know it's just a Whopper.
Right.
But that black bun is what makes it so unappealing. Basically, the bun is just, according to them, is just made with A1 sauce.
Right.
And when you open it, well, at least for me, I don't know about you, Mop, when I unwrapped it, I could smell A1 sauce.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna.
It smelled more like it than tasted like it.
Well, what I'm going to say is I'm going to take their word for it. To me, it just tasted like a normal Whopper.
It had a bit of a taste to it, but it wasn't A1. I like A1 on a burger. I did not care for that at all.
Like I said, I thought it was all right, but it was. And then, like, the next day, I got the outcome, which, for those who don't know, which, I mean, at this point, everybody knows, green shit. But I have had dietary issues from time to time where, you know, I mean, green, and I've read, like, you know, green pops up for certain, maybe you didn't eat this or whatever. Whenever I stopped drinking pop, I had like a month of green shit. This was way back when, it was like 2007. So I was just like, whatever, it was whatever I ate. And then like a couple of days later, that's when the articles started popping up, and I went, oh, okay, that explains it.
Of course, we know that Shane has green shit all the time, but that's for a whole different reason.
I want to know when we're going to get Shane versus The Undertaker.
What are you talking about?
Shane wins hand down.
I know. Like he could have been the one to break the streak.
He could have done that a long time ago.
I'm a fucking beast.
I mean, he would have pulled the win out of his ass, literally, because he would have pulled the cucumber right out of his ass, and The Undertaker is has a phobia of cucumbers.
He would have gotten counted out after his first WrestleMania match.
So see, you could go one on one with The Undertaker.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Anyway,
and that would still be better than Bray carrying him out of the ring.
Yeah, I saw that part, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Here's what I was expecting. Granted, this is going to come up. This is going to be posted at least after Raw's happened, maybe even later, just depending on how lazy I am for the week. But I thought, like, okay, Wyatt family's coming out. Okay, this equals to a perfect opportunity, and it could possibly be in the works, but Survivor Series, the Wyatt family versus Undertaker, Ambrose, Reigns, and Kane.
Did you guys, either one of you, think of Bray was beating up on his daddy while all that was going on?
I was watching the pay-per-view with Biohazard. We didn't record because it was just me and him, and I know I'm not fan, like, two-person commentaries for something like that. I mean, it's more fun when you have a group of people because you can go a lot of different directions. That we ended up having a couple connection issues, so that was a good thing we didn't record. But he made the comment that when he was taken, they were taking him out and everything, like, you know, like he's going to come back as Daddy Wyatt.
Yeah, I thought that maybe they're going to try to brainwash him and do the, like what they did with Daniel Bryan.
Okay,
Daniel Bryan's the only one they did that with.
I know, but it's like 2 years ago now, so they might be rehashing that storyline.
Yeah, I'm watching the Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns match, and this has got some good spots in it.
Oh, dude, that match is pretty brutal.
Yeah.
The spear on the outside to the table, that was pretty fucking cool.
You know what else was pretty brutal tonight? The Panthers beating the Eagles.
Shut that off.
No, that wasn't brutal. That was brutal to watch. That game had zero offense on either side.
Dude, I don't get how you go from having the most potent offense, the fastest offense in the NFL, to this. It's I guess we'll wait and save it for Wednesday or Thursday morning or whatever, but what the fuck?
Because your best running back is a backup, and maybe the best quarterback is a backup.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, let's get into the topic, though. Because, believe it or not, all this stuff we just talked about, not what we were talking about before we started officially recording.
No, we weren't talking about green shit.
Well, depending on who you're talking to. But We basically got into it because I was opening up my phone, going through Facebook. I'm going to see if I can find the little thing right now. It's something that Shane's girlfriend says all the time. And, okay, here it is. Popped up on my timeline, a friend shared this, and it said, back in 1998, the first teaser trailer for The Phantom Menace was attached to the movie Meet Joe Black, causing attendance for the Brad Pitt romance to spike. Audiences allegedly went to see the trailer and walked out before the feature even started. I got into a whole conversation, and we'll try to get back into it as naturally as we can, starting from the beginning. And we're talking about, like, how these two, they love Star Wars.
Yep.
We can start from there.
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars, I grew up on. I mean, I bet you I've seen the New Hope 50 times.
Yeah, I've probably seen it at least 50 now since I got into Star Wars.
And I've skipped the first three and watched marathons of just the original first three as an adult several times.
You could just say the original saga. You don't have to say the original first three.
Right. Well, they fucked it up by going 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3 because Lucas doesn't seem to know how to count 1 through 6 straight. So he's a fucking idiot.
I don't know. To me, if I'm gonna watch a marathon, I have to watch 1 through to the end. So if I sit down and watch a marathon of Star Wars, which I do once in a great while, I start at 1 and then I go to 2 and then 3 and then I get to 4 and I'm like, thank God.
Problem is I never make it to 2 because I fall asleep and get bored.
2 is just awful, but 1 isn't much that better. Bad. Yeah, I didn't think 1 was that bad.
It is the 5th worst of the bunch.
What do you think is the worst, 2 or 3?
2.
I agree. I go 2, 1, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I would go the best of the worst.
From worst to best. Well, I mean, 4, 5, and 6 to me are all, like, great. You can't.
You have to rank them. Because anybody who likes Star Wars, I mean, because I've heard people say, well, it's either you think Star Wars was the best or you think Empire Strikes Back was the best. There's a lot of people that don't like Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, it's probably third out of the list.
But that just depends on really, and How I Met Your Mother talked about this, and the older I get, the more I think that's what it is. It's how old you were when the movie came out because of the Ewoks. If you're above a certain age, you look at the Ewoks and thought they were gay. But if you were really young, you looked at the Ewoks and you liked them, and that made you like Star Wars even more or whatever.
I would have been 8 when that movie came out, and I still put it third.
I would do 2, 1, 6, 3, 4, 5. I think 5 is my all-time favorite.
Yeah, 5 is my favorite. I have everything except for Flip 3 and 6. I think 6 was better than 3.
Empire is the only one I've seen in theater.
I don't think I saw any of them in the theater. I'm not a big movie. I don't like going to the movies.
Well, I went and saw Episode 3 at a drive-in because we have a drive-in that we go to in the summer, and I saw Episode 3 there.
You know what?
The thing is, when I seen Empire, I was in like elementary school. Not like it was a recent thing.
Now that I sit here and think about it, I think I might have gone to see the original at a drive-in because we, as a kid, we'd go to a drive-in like once a month, twice a month, you know, during the warmer months. And I bet you I saw Star Wars in a movie theater or at the drive-in.
The thing is, for me, that we were mentioned earlier, I'm not a big Star Wars guy. Like, I watch the movies, think they're okay. My favorite character is R2-D2. And I think if you were going to rank, like, the popularity of characters, R2-D2 is not as high as many others. Granted, I know he is a popular character, mm-hmm. but there's people that love Han, Chewbacca, Luke,
Vader,
maybe even Leia. Oh, Vader too. And Vader is always the thing too. And I know I asked it on Facebook last year. Who do you prefer, Vader or Shredder? I grew up Shredder.
Oh, Vader, 100% Vader.
Yeah, I was like in between. Like I was in between Star Wars coming out, and I was like older for Ninja Turtles, but I still watched it. So I mean, I don't know. I would probably say at that time I was more Shredder.
Like, I think, especially movie Shredder for the first movie, is such a badass. When I look back at it, yeah, he's kind of a visual ripoff of Darth Vader. Because not entirely, because with Shredder, his mask is just covering up his face. With mm-hmm. Darth Vader, he's living in a fucking
suit.
Life support suit.
Yeah, bio suit.
Yeah, so there's a difference between the two, but when you just kind of look at them visually, which one you like better? But for me, it was Shredder, and I still love Shredder. I have a Shredder costume hoodie, but I'll never buy a Darth Vader one, because I don't like Darth Vader that much.
And if we're talking about masked villains, dude, Cobra Commander was always my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With that silver mask, that's awesome.
But, you know, yeah, growing up with that, you know, I was more Shredder. I'm going back to the favorite characters thing. Boba Fett's another really popular character. Mm-hmm. And R2-D2, he might make low top 10, top 15. So, that's where I stand. I love R2-D2.
He's higher than Jar Jar.
Oh, anybody's higher up than Jar Jar.
There's a clip out there. Somebody, like, I don't want to call it Photoshop, but whatever, stuck Jar Jar Binks' face in, like, every scene of the new Star Wars trailer.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I've seen that. And so it's actually kind of funny.
It is kind of funny.
But I don't know. There's something about Star Wars that I just never got hardcore into. And what we were explaining too before we started recording was growing up, and for the most part, it was always Star Wars or Star Trek. I wasn't introduced to Star Wars really until they re-released them in movie theaters when I was in elementary school. I never had them on VHS or anything. I don't think they hit VHS till that point.
Right.
Or right before that point. So, I don't know. And I've always believed or just kind of... I got a lot of stuff passed down from my parents. Stuff they liked. Parents weren't really sci-fi people. Both of my parents were born in the 50s. So, they were definitely adults by the time those movies came out. So, they didn't care. So, it was never passed down to me. I was an only child. I didn't get the experience really what it was till I went to the movie theater with some friends. Actually, it was after I went after church with a bunch of people that I went to church with, and we went because of the movie theater was right down the road. We went to see Empire Strikes Back. That was my first exposure. I was like, all right, cool. And you look at the two and go like, all right, Star Trek has phasers and all this kind of stuff, and it's kind of nerdy. But Star Wars has basically laser swords. So which one are you gonna like better?
Swords?
Especially, like, I mean, I actually had, the one thing that I love about episode one, like, I'm talking about the actual episode one, was Darth Maul. I had the double-edged lightsaber.
That was the only good thing about that movie.
That thing was, like, 6 foot tall.
Man, Darth Maul was badass, too, though.
Yeah, but other than that, that was it for me. But I never felt attached to it. I never felt like, yeah, this is my thing. And for me, I didn't feel anything like that until I watched the first episode of the reboot of Doctor Who called Rose. I watched that, and I'm like, oh my god, like, I get it. I love Doctor Who like people love Star Wars and Star Trek. So, like, I finally felt my little niche of sci-fi.
Like, with Doctor Who, like, you guys were talking about it whenever we played Black Ops 2. And I'm like, oh my god, this show sounds so stupid. But then I'm like, you know what? I'll give it a chance. And I watched
it. You're a negative person.
Well, yeah. and so I got to the episode where, you know what, where Rose says, and this is where I die. And I'm like, remember texting both of you and being like, no fucking way. And then you're like, welcome to Doctor Who. And I got hooked.
The funny thing is, those are the episodes I really got hooked on. But it was like, when I first watched that episode, I just kind of felt it, but I wasn't 100% hooked yet. It was those episodes that you were talking about, the two-parter at the end of season two. I forget what exactly they're called. It's the moment you get the back and forth interaction between the Cybermen and the Daleks.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like you're only superior one thing, and that's dying. And I'm just like, oh my god, this show's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I think when I got hooked was the first time I heard exterminate. That was it. I was in.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I don't know if we talked about it on here, but there's a show coming out that a pilot episode that I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about, but I talk about what got me hooked on Doctor Who was Epic Rap Battles of History.
And never got into it.
I love Epic Rap. That's my favorite thing in music right now. I know I've said it millions of times, but it was something that I heard about. I knew people that loved it. I'm like, that's whatever. And then I think they came. I slowly started getting into it right around the time they did Obama versus Mitt Romney. And then the battle, I think, right after that was Doctor Who versus Doc Brown. And I was just like, what's this Doctor Who stuff? Like, it's something I had always seen, especially at the mall and Hot Topic. And I'm like, you know, what is this? And I remember I went on Facebook and said, what's the deal with Doctor Who? And I had a bunch of friends, like, tell me. And I just took their stuff and said, okay, I'll give it a try. But it started for me watching Epic Rap Battles of History.
Yeah, I think you got me into Doctor Who. I think. I don't remember.
I think it was.
But yeah, it only took Shane like a year and a half to start watching it after us telling him it's good. But
yeah, I was fighting it because I'm like, man, I don't want to get into something else. And then I watched it and I'm like, fuck.
I remember when you took us bought my first Doctor Who shirt.
Yep. Now I have, I don't know, I think I only have four of them. And then I got Doctor Who Christmas ornaments.
I bought Doctor Who Christmas ornaments this past year. I didn't even have a tree.
Yeah, I've got a couple of ornaments around the house, and we haven't put up a tree in 6 years.
Yeah, well, I bought the thing them at that I like, Comic-Con.
Okay, Comic-Con. What I did was, I went to FYE 2 years in a row, like right after Christmas, and they have all their Christmas decorations like ridiculously on sale. And I went in there, and I forget how much they were, and I bought two things. And like my ex, when we were together, she bought me some Doctor Who ornaments. That year, I went like right after Christmas to FYE, bought some more Doctor Who ornaments. And like right now, I have a box somewhere with all my Christmas decorations in it. The only one that I still have from when I was a kid, that was my big main one, is I have a bulb ornament with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on it.
Nice.
That was given to me by my grandparents in the late 80s, early 90s. And that is probably one of my most favorite ornaments of all. I mean, I got like a Batman ornament. I got Doctor Who ornaments. I got Chicago Bear ornaments and Browns ornaments, but that is my favorite.
I have the 60s Batmobile Christmas ornament.
Mm.
Yeah, the only one
Homer Simpson, Donovan McNabb, Stewie Griffin, and you know, a couple of those.
Oh, I need to. Oh, I got actually one of my other ones that my ex got me that I absolutely love. Is the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Nice.
And you push him and it sings Ghostbusters theme.
Yeah, the only ornament I really remember is it was a big Goofy. Where you pull the string and his arms go up and down. Yeah. That's the only one I can remember from being a kid.
Back to Star Wars and Star Trek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not really fair to compare Star Wars and Star Trek. Star Trek didn't have any budget at all. Star Wars had a big budget.
But you still have the people that like gravitated towards them. I was a little kid, and my neighbor's dad, he was hardcore into Star Trek. Like, he had a bunch of stuff around the house of Star Trek. And like, that was my first, like, I was first exposed to that before I was exposed to Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't remember which one it was. I just very distinctly remember the bug or insect, whatever it was, crawling into the dude's ear. I think it was Wrath of Khan. That scene grosses me out so bad. Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen quite a few of the Star Trek movies, and I don't know. I mean, they're okay. I'd watch them again, but I'm not a Trekkie. I'm a Star Wars guy.
I've watched a bunch of the TV shows, and I mean, I like it for what it is, you know, but it's not something I really go out of my way to watch, you know?
Right.
Oh, on a side note, this is very interesting. This has to be for publicity or something.
What?
Yeah, it is. It almost has to be. A video just popped up on my Facebook. It's Corey Taylor of Slipknot.
Nice.
Punching Baron Corbin at a show.
You never know.
Interesting.
Corbin was sitting there like talking trash to him against across the barricade. He hits him, and like you don't see like anybody come after Corbin. So
yeah, it was publicity.
I wonder if they're working that into something. What? That'd be weird for NXT though, wouldn't you think?
Something.
Corey Taylor have just been NXT tryout.
No, like Stephen Amell did with Stardust.
Right.
Where they work out something like that, but I don't see that. It may have just been was it a house show or was it a taping?
House show.
Oh, it may have just been for the audience then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Corbin was probably 100% behind it.
Yeah, I would let Corey Taylor punch me in the face.
Well, but you don't need to bother. You don't need to be.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, speaking of Slipknot, I have discovered Amazon has a Five Finger Death Punch. Yeah. I can't stop listening to it.
Everybody's all about them. I don't know, I never got into them.
It got overplayed by somebody I used to know on a regular basis, and I can't listen to them anymore.
Well, see, I'm just now starting to listen to them, so.
Yeah, I mean, their shit's good, but After about
so you don't like Disturbed either?
No, I don't like Disturbed either.
Yeah, Disturbed is kind of one note. I mean, they pretty much only have one sound and that's it.
I went to their concert once. I had fun.
Oh, yeah. Any concert you go to should be fun.
Yeah, I've seen them live with Slipknot and Linkin Park and Mudvayne and Papa Roach. It was a good show.
Yeah, what the fuck happened to Linkin Park?
Yeah, they're awful now.
15 years ago, they released their first album.
I know. And I still listen to that album. I love it.
I tried to listen to the latest one that was added to Amazon.
Yeah,
it's terrible. It was terrible. Yeah, and I did the new Slayer was on there. It's not bad. It was on Amazon already. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. What was I thinking of something? I just went to see Disturbed, had fun at their concert. Oh, no, I was thinking Linkin Park. Get off topic by looking at my phone. But I was in eighth grade when that album came out. I remember first hearing One Step Closer, and I thought they were fucking awesome.
Yep.
Then I bought the album, and I was kind of disappointed.
I love that album. I still listen to it.
I mean, it's not a bad album, but it's one of those things, like, you listen to that single and the rest, you thought that they were going to be this heavier group, and they really weren't. And that's what kind of disappointed me about. But I still like the album. One of my favorite songs off that album was In the End, and I like that album. I mean, I like that song when I first bought the album, which I bought it. See, if it came out late October, I bought it in December.
Yeah, I bought
way before that song went nuts when it was a single.
I bought it right before I saw him in concert.
So, crazy off topic, going back to Star Wars and Star Trek.
Welcome to Anything Goes.
Yeah. The thing is with Star Wars is, like, it's lived on forever. Like, you can compare the legacy of the two. Star Wars is just huge. And something right before we started recording, officially, I was going to mention, I'm like, no, we got to save this. And I really think the next version of Star Wars is something that's going to live forever is Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And I got a taste of it. I went over to a friend's house last weekend. And let me see. I grew up with this guy. He has 1, 2, 3, 5 kids.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I don't know how many different mothers they have. The youngest two I know have the same mom, and she lives there with them. I don't know the story, but they're big into Harry Potter. And the one of the middler children is reading the books. And they did a thing where, you know, if you read a book, you know, we'll watch one of the movie. Well, she started reading them really, really quick, but they're still going one at a time. When I was over there, the Half-Blooded Prince was on TV. They just recorded it. And I was like sitting, you know, watching it with them. And I just came to the realization that this is a book series that started when I was in late elementary school, early middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I tried reading it in seventh grade, and I just, not a big reader. But that and the movies have just let it live, and they're always going to be associated with Halloween.
Yep.
And you have like Fox Family. I think they're going to play the fuck out of them every year, and they are going to become a family friendly thing. So they're going to live forever. That, and they have a amusement park dedicated to them at Universal.
Yeah.
So, like, why wouldn't this live? It is definitely the new Star Wars.
I wouldn't count Hunger Games out yet either.
It's not that I'm counting it out. Look at the mass appeal that Harry Potter has.
I've only seen like 3 movies.
I own them all, and I've probably seen them all at least 30 times.
You don't have to have seen the movies. I've seen the movies once each, because me and my ex decided, like, after the Deathly Hallows movies were officially on DVD, we just ran right through them one by one. We were both... She's a big, like, huge reader, and I was nowhere at all. So we just, you know, like, all right, we're going to just watch these movies and see how we like it. There's only, like, 2 movies that I really enjoyed. The rest were just kind of cookie-cutter. But look at, okay, they have the ample amount of movies. The time length that it took for it, from when it first concepted all the way to the last movie. And then you have people, kids who, during that time frame, started getting into it and all that stuff. And you have some of those people are going to pass it to their children. Plus... the fact that we mentioned earlier, look what they have down at Universal, the Wizardly World of Harry Potter or something. And it's just like this, and it's not like just a couple things. It's like this huge Hogwarts amusement park where there's like a bunch. It's like you're there. And also, they had Lego Harry Potter. Help me out, Shane. Is there anything I'm missing that I'd like just
they
stuff
had
that...
the normal Harry Potter games that were like years 1 through 4 and 5 through 8. Jesus, just over the weekend, there was a town like an hour and a half away that turned Main Street into Diagon Alley from the movie. And it was like, holy shit, I wish I could have went, but my schedule wouldn't let me. I mean, there's so much stuff that, I mean, it is like this generation Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that the chick that was homeless before she, like, hit it big with Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's actually a really cool story.
And she's worked, like, she has a new story coming out.
Books that are coming out called Harry Potter and the Cursed Child 1 and 2. And I think it's more of, like, talks more about the parents and the before Harry was born and how he became cursed because of Lord Voldemort, which, according to J.K. Rowling? I think I get her name mixed up once in a while. I guess everybody has been saying his name, Voldemort, wrong this whole time, but because this is how it's pronounced, this is what she goes with.
That makes sense.
I've read the book since, but I walked into Walmart one day and I seen the movie. I'm like, all right, I want to see what the big fucking deal is. So I think I got them for like the first two for like $8 a piece. And I bought them and I watched them and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm in trouble because now I fucking love these movies. And of course, my mom's picking on me like, oh, you little fucking bitch watching Harry Potter. And I'm like, shut up. But
she was right.
Yeah, she was. When it comes to this shit, like, I am a Harry Potter fucking fanatic. And I've read all the books now and I've watched all the movies. And yeah.
The only thing for me is the first two movies were, like I said, cookie cutter.
Yeah, they
were. At least maybe in the first three. It's just, here's Harry Potter. He goes to school. Bad things are going to happen. He's going to triumph. It's John Cena the Wizard.
Yeah.
But there was only a couple, like, I'm trying to remember what two movies they were. I can't remember the second one.
Yeah, speaking of comparing Cena, he does have a naked scene in a play.
He what?
Cena does have a naked, or Cena had his naked scene, and so did, what's his fucking name, Harry Potter.
Oh, Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, he went full Monty for something, like a play or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, The Half-Blooded Prince was probably my favorite.
Yeah, that was a good
one. It's only because the fact that, you know, it's revealed at the end that Snipe or whatever, he was the Half-Blooded Prince. I wasn't expecting it.
No, I wasn't.
I either thought it was like Voldemort or somebody else, and then he's just like, I'm the Half-Blooded Prince. Like, oh, motherfucker! Like, it was like a wrestling type twist.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's awesome. I think it was brought up because when I went to that house that I was mentioning, you know, because they grew up with Harry Potter and all that stuff, and they brought it, like, the movies just, like, they get darker and darker. Like, yeah, it starts off kiddie, but then towards the end it doesn't.
Yeah,
it gets like, dark. Yeah, okay. Kind of like the series got darker with how he got older. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I understand the series, but it's more or less when I feel like the first two were just Cena's in trouble. Oh, no. I'm not Cena. Yeah. Harry Potter's in trouble. Oh, no. He overcomes it. Yay. Yeah. 50 points, Gryffindor. Yay. But there's still going to be that hardcore mass appeal.
Oh, yeah.
And because there is an amusement park dedicated to it, I don't see it going anywhere.
Yeah, I have to go there.
You would.
Dude, I fucking love Harry Potter movies and the books and everything. I have to go.
We were talking, though, while watching the Half-Blooded Prince was on, of like, you know, what's in butterbeer and all that kind of stuff. And we found a recipe and they said, next time I come over, we'll try to make it.
I even found the Jelly Belly, the jelly beans. They did a Harry Potter collection. Some of them tasted like dirt. Some of it tasted like vomit. Oh my God. They were fucking gross. Oh my God. But I ate them.
Yeah. And I think they turned that into something real.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a Harry Potter, that Bean Boozled, where it's like there's two colors in every.
Yeah. One tastes like apple, one tastes like grass, and you don't know which one you're going to get.
Yeah. So it's like you get two people together.
Because
I actually had friends that did this, and you know they get the two, eat them, and then like sit there and figure out who got what.
Yep, and I was doing that with one of my coworkers, and I got the vomit one, and holy shit, I didn't eat the rest of the night. I was like, nope.
So what you're saying is you felt it coming up, and you were just about to mop at your cue.
Is he sleeping?
That's like the worst. It's like the worst one you've ever done. It actually sounded like a wrong answer.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you can do. Sounds like too much work.
But I look at that whole thing is just like, I don't know, I'm not looking forward to the next Star Wars movie. Like, it's one of the things, I'll go see it. I've seen the two Star Trek movies, I've seen all the Star Wars movies, but I'm not like, yeah, like, let's go, like, I'm so hardcore about this. Ever since about May, it's been crazy, and then they released all the toys for it back in, like, August or something. I'm just like, can it be over? I'm kind of done with it.
Well, you do know it's not meant for you, right?
What do you mean?
It's a kids movie. The toys are for kids.
Oh, that's cute. You think toys are for kids?
Yeah. Okay, the toys that you may play with are for adults. But the Star Wars toys are meant for kids.
Dude, like, you think Star Wars toys are just meant for kids?
Oh, no.
When they know the mess. Kids.
Yeah, they're aimed for kids, but they don't, like, fuck, every time I go into Walmart or fucking, like, I was in Target today, and I'm like, oh, I gotta go check out the Star Wars toys, and she's like, you fucking kidding me? I'm like, nope.
I think I've mentioned this before, like, if I go into a store, like Walmart or Target or something, I check out the electronics,
mm-hmm.
I check out the toy section, and I always go to the action figure section.
Yep.
It's always been my favorite as a kid. I'll maybe check out other ones if I'm looking for, like, a certain present for someone, like, or something that I know I need to check there, but normally action figures, especially the wrestling section. I go to the men's clothing section, check out t-shirts.
Yep.
Especially right now with hoodies. I see that they're coming out a new, well, Walmart has, like, costume hoodies now there.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, you can go to Hot Topic and you get, like, the better ones that are, like, $60 now that they have these other ones that are, like, $20. So they have a lot more visual detail on them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I could get me a new Batman one, a new Captain America one. They're only, like, $20 each.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
if I walk into Walmart, I go in, get what I need, and get the fuck out.
You want to get it and get it out.
Oh, mm-hmm. I don't mess around when I'm in there. I mean, I'm quick, fast, but I'll still go through my normal routine of, you know, electronics, action figures, t-shirts, and then I check all the pop vinyl that's right in front by the self-checkout.
I've been checking those a lot. I'm like, I got a collection of those going now.
Yeah, I saw your picture.
I was looking on Amazon at some of the pop vinyl stuff. I was like, I kind of want to start this, but I kind of don't.
The two that I want to get my hands on, and then Walmart that I'm close to had them, and now they're gone, were the McManus brothers from the Boondock Saints.
You could still get those. You have to. Here's the thing, too. Well, I don't know how many Walmarts are around you.
Me?
Not a lot. Yeah.
Two, three, four right now. Five.
Yeah. Those might be the thing. Because that's the whole thing with pop figures is going out hunting for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me pop up my most recent picture. Like, I went out last time I was home and just. I went to a bunch of places and I picked up a bunch of stuff. I was mostly looking for pops, but there's like a couple of the things I was looking for too. I bought, let me see, going at the pictures that I took of all of them individually. I know I bought a Freddy Krueger one that's exclusive to Hot Topic. Bought that for a friend of mine, the Harry Potter family that they collect a bunch of pops, and that's the one that they were wanting. And the one, my friend's wife, she just lost her job for something stupid, so now, but it was like being nice. I'm like, oh, you know, here's something, you know, it sucks. But I bought two little keychains that are the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, when you, they're like little plush little things, push them in the stomach and they sing the Ghostbusters theme. They actually have bigger ones that I've wanted for years. It's just I couldn't afford them before, and those, I know you can get them at Toys R Us, and that's where I got these two little keychain ones. One's smiling, the other one's frowning. I got a Arkham Knight Batman. I got, they have these, like, what's called mystery boxes of these, like, these figures that are now getting somewhat so popular. And it's not just Funko, it's a bunch of other companies. But this is, I think, might be made by Funko. But, like I said, mystery minis. You open up the box, and then you open up a bag to figure out what you have. And I got Undertaker and Andre the Giant.
Nice.
I got the Ric Flair Target exclusive one. I got the 12th Doctor pop vinyl. Dr. Peter Venkman pop vinyl. The Cookie Monster pop vinyl. The 11th Doctor pop vinyl, but the keychain, because I actually have all three of his pop vinyls. I bought the glow-in-the-dark Thanos, which now I have both of them, the one that glows in the dark, the one that doesn't. And now my collection, like, here's what all that I have, because I'm starting to collect. I want the whole line of Ghostbusters, because that's my thing. The only thing is, you realize there are, like, rare ones that have come out, and they're not cheap. The most expensive one I've seen is, like, $200. And I will probably, that'll be the last one I buy, but it's the Ecto-1 with Egon in it. And it's been slimed.
Right.
That goes, well, it goes from anywhere from 120 to 180. But I got
insane.
I got three Stay Puffs, two that are smiling, one of them glows in the dark, one of them that has been roasted, my two Thanoses, the Ecto One with Winston. I got a Batmobile, 60s Batmobile, Batman in it.
Nice. Yeah, I seen that a Hot Topic.
Yeah, bought that off of someone, because I'm in a group on Facebook that people are buying and selling them and talking about them. I also got Venkman, Raymond Stantz, and Slimer from Ghostbusters, all three Matt Smiths, plus the 12th Doctor that I mentioned earlier, the TARDIS, Dark Knight Joker, where he's holding the Joker card. I love it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, my Arkham Knight Batman, Arkham Asylum Joker. You'll love this one. Bunny Suit Ralphie.
Nice. I've never seen that one.
I bought that off of the friends that I was talking about. They were looking to get rid of him. And I forget. It used to be really cheap. And it's what's called, like, I'm learning so much about this culture. If something is called, is like flocked, it means it's fuzzy.
Right.
So it's Ralphie, and the bunny suit is like fuzzy.
Cool.
I said I got Cookie Monster, and I have one. I'll have one waiting for me when I get home. That's flocked. Avengers, Age of Ultron, Captain America, and Ric Flair. That's all my pop final figures.
Jesus. Yeah, I just jumped on Loot Crate to see what their one is, and I think it's too late for this one. But it's October is time. It's all Doctor Who, Back to the Future, stuff like that.
The pop vinyl thing you get is Doc Brown. The Doctor Who thing you get is a Doctor Who spork. A Sonic Screwdriver spork. Which is kind of cool because you can buy the set of the Sonic Screwdriver spoon, knife, and fork. I've seen that at FYE. But this is a spork. So it's kind of exclusive, but I could probably buy that image individually.
Right.
Yeah, you probably could, but I don't know. It'd look pretty cool. Plus, like I said, it's probably too late because I think it said says he had to order by the 19th. So
yeah, people, I've in the one Funko group that I'm a part of, people are talking about them and all that kind of shit. But of the Ghostbusters, what I'm missing two Stay Puft Marshmallow Men's that are red / pink. I'm missing an Egon. Which, actually, fun story. Kata bought one, and he said he's going to send it to me. True story. He just, like, earlier. I'm like, what? Thinking, you're going to send it all the way from New Zealand? He says he is. So I got to be nice. Kata, you're the greatest guy ever.
That's got to be expensive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be light, the package, but it's got to go really far.
Yes, it does.
But it is what it is. Thank you, Kata. What am I also missing? Egon. There's a set of all four Ghostbusters. And they all have, like, the marshmallow on them.
Nice.
And there's a two-pack of Slimer and Ray. I mean, Peter Venkman, Peter Slime, and, like, there's, like, a metal metallic Slimer. Those are all the ones I'm missing, but those all, like, most of those are under $100. And actually, to have the whole collection, because I love Ghostbusters, I'm willing to pay it. The one that's going to be rough is that fucking Ecto one with Egon. But that, to me, if that's the last thing I need, I'm going to fucking pay for it, because that's fucking awesome. They have just the whole set of Ghostbusters. The only one I really want every little piece of.
Yeah, I was looking on Amazon at the pop vinyls and come across Gizmo and Gremlin, and I kind of want them.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's people are... I'm getting shocked of, like, how many people are also getting into these. There's a bunch that I want. And my whole thing is, if I'm buying these, I want them to be, like, something that I really like. There's people out there that buy them just to buy them, and I'm like, I don't get that logic. Like, I'm not going out there and going, like, Orphan Black. I'm like, I want to get these Orphan Black ones. I don't fucking know the show.
Well, that's one I don't get.
Oh, well, I'm just using that as an example. I know there's a bunch of other ones out there. Or, like, I'm not going to buy a Walking Dead one because I don't fucking watch Walking Dead. But I love the Ghostbusters. You know, all the Ghostbusters. Everything that I mentioned, I like those things. I want, and they have this one. I saw it last year, and I should have bought it. But I'm OCD. I wanted my first one to be Ghostbusters. I wanted it to be Stay Puft. But I settled with Slimer. Right. But my next purchase was Stay Puft, which took me a while to find. But Johnny Manziel. I want Johnny Manziel pop. I want the Shredder pop. There's two Scarfaces, one just normal Scarface, another one him in a car. I know I'll buy any Batman, any Captain America,
right,
within reason. I like the normal Batmans, not like, oh, it's Batman and it's purple Batman. I'm like, no, I want normal Batman. Give me a cool Batman. There was another one. Did I say Shredder?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think Billy from Saw.
Right.
Those are the main ones. Right, moving on. Let me see. What else can we talk about? About how the Eagles suck.
Yep,
that's a given.
Yeah.
Right, let's get into, like, maybe one of the questions. Because, like I said, there's only four.
Right.
Four whole questions, and they're all from the same person. Because no one else wanted to send in questions this time. Granted, we did mention earlier in the day, like about 12 hours or so ago from right now. But I figured that'd be enough time. Everybody's seen it, but it is what it is. Since they're all from Andy, I don't need to mention who they're from. Hashtag NFL easy fix, go Bears. Oh, no, wrong show. Who are you going as Halloween this year?
Sheldon Cooper.
A janitor?
If I'm going to be home this weekend and there's something I can do related to, like, dressing up, I'm just going to, it's such an easy costume, I'm going to dress up as Kevin Owens.
Yeah, yeah.
Wear a Kevin Owens shirt. I went out to Walmart and bought an Intercontinental belt. And I'm just going to, who are you, Kevin Owens? That's all I need to be.
Yeah, at this point, I don't even bother dressing up.
Yeah, I normally don't either, so.
Last great costume I was, me and my ex went as, this was before she decided to lose weight, we were Hamburglar and a hamburger.
Nice.
I was obviously Hamburglar. Year before that, Chicago Bears super fan. I did that 2 years, actually. Two separate years. One because, well, the second time just because I didn't have any other costume. The other time because I really wanted to be the Chicago Bears super fan. And I think I've mentioned it before. It was the year the Bears and the Browns bye week fell on Halloween on a Sunday. When Halloween was on a Sunday, I should say. So I was like, fuck it. Went to the Hall of Fame dressed like that. Awesome. And then I did a movies employee 1 year.
Nice.
From Clerks. That was fun. And I literally had tape on my back that said Porch Monkey for Life. So, yep. Great question, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he asked this, but it's a question. Screw it. Does John Cena turn heel?
Jesus Christ.
Like, when are we talking? At some point, yes. Yes, yeah. At some point he will.
Just don't know when.
Yeah, I've got no idea.
He's bound to turn heel. I think we're getting closer to it than we think, but I don't think it's that close type thing.
No.
They're building a great landscape in WWE right now.
Well, and I think this time off for Cena is going to be a good indicator if he can turn heel, if somebody actually steps up and shows to be that kind of babyface.
The only thing is nobody has ever been that kind of babyface before. You know what I'm saying?
I think Roman, like, is probably the closest to trying to be that way.
But what I mean, like, Hogan and Stone Cold weren't even as big as babyface as Cena is. I don't know that is a victim of the times or what. Like, you know, this is obviously not the 80s and 90s when those two were big faces and things have progressed since then, like, society-wise with technology and everything. Like, I don't know if that's part of it.
I would argue with Hogan, though. Hogan WWE or WWF early days, dude, him, yeah, and Cena were rivals.
Yeah, and at this point, I don't know if I'd ever want to see Cena heel. I mean, he's the face of the company. Kids love him. You know, I think it'd be probably, like, when Austin turned heel in 2001, I fucking loved it. But you talk to everybody else, and they're like, nah, it sucked. And I think it would be a bad move for Cena at this point.
I'd like to see it sometime, just to see what it looks like.
It would be cool, like, if, I mean, like, when he had that, you know, thing with The Rock, and he came out, and he had his Doctor of Thugonomics shit back on, and he busted out the freestyle. I'm like, oh my god, this is old school Cena, I love it. But I don't know if we'll ever see a heel Cena, and it doesn't even bother me at this point. I mean, it used to before, where I'm like, god damn it, turn heel, this is your chance, like, join the Nexus and be the leader of Nexus as a heel. It didn't happen. I'm like, that was your chance, but
dude, we'll the work he's putting in, he makes up for not turning. He's been putting good work for the last, what, year?
Yeah. Like, his matches have been
More than that, probably. Awesome. But even him and Del Rio's tonight was pretty good.
Yeah.
Going back to when he, at least in my opinion, his original feud with Punk, everything since then, he's gotten a lot better.
Absolutely.
You have those minor lull periods.
Yeah, when he's facing the fucking Jack Swaggers.
No, I was thinking when he's facing the Ortons.
Yeah, that's just played out, dude. They've done that so much.
Yeah, but other than that, and it's what I've said before about Cena, when he gets the title and everybody hates it, the whole point is just him losing it. When he won it against Miz, it was all about him losing it to CM Punk.
Right.
When he won it against The Rock, it was all about him dropping it to Daniel Bryan. When he won it in the ladder match, it was about him getting the piss beaten out of him by Brock Lesnar.
But, yeah, I mean, he's doing great work right now, and I think a heel turn would, I don't think it would be the smartest move.
I think you're just going to do, you're basically going to flip the crowd. Half of them are still going to be booing. Half of them are still going to be cheering. The difference
is the kids are going to be crying instead of cheering. That's about the only difference.
I've always thought that we're in a different culture in WWE where you don't exactly need to have that type of thing. You have a guy like John Cena who has that appeal to the kids and the women and all that kind of stuff. Well, some of those kids are going to get older and not like Cena as much. And then they're going to look at people like, you know, CM Punk when he was around, or Daniel Bryan, or now Kevin Owens, and they'll be like, you know, I think I identify with this guy even more, or any heel in general. And instead of cheering John Cena, they're going to cheer the bad guy.
Yep.
So you're going to get, I think you get that now more than you ever did.
I don't necessarily think it's a heel that we want. I think we want to see him just dirty himself up.
No. Oh, well,
you know what I mean? Be a little more edgy, be a little more adult.
I mean, he has been a little bit better. Some of that stuff.
It's a lot better. He still needs to change his gear up, though.
Yeah, the fucking flashy shirts and shit. I mean, that's his character and everything, and that's cool, but I mean, it's
just little tweaks
he could do to just... his ring gear and stuff.
That's
like
what
that.
I mean.
Just little tweaks would change it. I mean, that's all he would need to make himself a little more edgier. And
which I officially own a John Cena shirt now.
What one?
Yeah, I'd say champion one.
And speaking of t-shirts, did you guys see the New Day's new t-shirts?
With the unicorn? Yes.
Oh my badass. God, I want that so bad.
Did you see that they already have an Alberto Del Rio shirt out?
Oh, they had it probably sitting there waiting.
Yep. I, like, a match or two later, because when me and Bi were watching Hell in a Cell together, we know right when pay-per-views happen and weekends of, that's when they throw out the big sales.
Mm-hmm.
And the day of the last NXT show was the buy one, get one sale. So I was like, oh shit, let's see what they have. And right as you click on the site, the first little banner ad that they had, Albert, like, he's back, buy the new authentic shirt. I'm like, really? Damn. But man.
Yeah, but it looks just like the one that he had before.
Yeah, I was never a fan of his shirts.
No.
And there's a 25% off your order code.
Yeah, that's the after midnight code. Last night it was, or yesterday, during the pay-per-view, it was 30%. I want 50. I'm not going to go crazy unless it's a 50% or buy one, get one.
Right.
It's really tempting to order this this New Day shirt.
Well, I think I have four shirts in my basket. It's the old New Day shirt, because I like that one. The new Dolph Ziggler shirt. The two Ultimate Warrior shirts where it has his face paint on the front.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's yellow and the other one's black. And then the only other thing in my cart is a, I don't think it's like $50 or $60 Kevin Owens hoodie. Just because I've had my hashtag heel hoodie forever.
Right.
I bought my hashtag heel hoodie during the first time I had unemployment.
Jesus.
The first year of that I was on the week interview. Towards the end of it.
Speaking of Dolph, did you notice he changed his ring gear?
No.
He was actually wearing full-length pants.
Oh, he's had that for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the first time I'd noticed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I thought you'd been changed out of that because I was like, good. Yeah. I hate those pants.
Yeah, his legs look really skinny in those.
No, he just looks weird. I think it's one of those things you just see something forever, and then when they change something, it's like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Kind of like when Jericho, he wore the long pants and then all of a sudden he came out wearing the, you know, those short tights. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Same thing with Triple H did it. I was like, now it's like, that's normal.
Now, like, but Dolph's going the opposite way.
Yeah.
But how do we get on that topic?
Wrestling question by...
Cena.
Oh, me buying, which the current count is like 142, 143 shirts.
Same. I don't think I own 140 shirts, period.
Oh, I do.
It's pretty much the number one thing I collect. Everybody has their niche thing. I have, like, minor things. Like, you know, we mentioned the pop figures. That's something I've started. I have a mini Sonic screwdriver collection. I think I got, like, six of them. Some of them are kind of doubles, but they're actually, there's differences. And I know I still want, like, the River Song screwdriver. I want the Masters laser screwdriver. Or I think it was the laser screwdriver that he had. There's a bunch of other ones that I want, but I just, either I don't see out and about, and I don't feel like ordering them.
All right.
But the wrestling shirts have been my thing forever.
Yeah, I've kind of given up on collecting, dude. I've got like 3 tubs of sports memorabilia stuff out in the shed. What's the point?
Gotcha. Man, I still do like the Batman stuff and Star Wars, and that's about it now.
That's the thing you didn't mention earlier when we were talking about Star Wars. Tell everybody when you started watching Star Wars.
Yeah, it was, I can't remember what year it was, but it was when they first released the 4, 5, and 6, the original saga on DVD, and it was in a box that you get the silver Darth Vader one or the gold C-3PO one. I went to Walmart, saw the box set. I'd never seen the movie. It was like $75 when it first came out. I'm like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to buy it and see if I like these movies. Worst case, I don't like them, but I still have the collection. And I watched them and fell in love with it. So it was just, Chris, I think I might have been 20 when I first watched them.
20?
Yeah, I as far back as I remember, I've watched them.
Because I used to, like, growing up when I was, like, I was in between, like, you know, like, Mop was Star Wars and you were Ninja Turtles. I was in the middle, so I was kind of like, man, I've always grown up with, like, watching Batman. I was a big fan of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, you know, shit like that. And then I got into sports, and then that's when I got, like, you know, Jordan and, you know, fucking everything I had was Michael Jordan and, you know, shit like that. So I wanted to watch Star Wars, but at the time I'm like, God, there's, you know, probably a baseball or football or basketball game on. And I just got into sports. But as I grew up, I'm like, I got to sit down and watch these movies. And that's when they were advertising the shit out of the first time on DVD box set. And I'm like, I'm going to fucking buy it. I don't care.
Yeah, my whole thing was I didn't want it until I could get the whole series in one big set. I think they have it now.
Yeah, they do.
But I've still never bought it. Because it was always like, oh, you can get the original 3 or the prequel 3, and they were separate. And I'm like, I want just give me the whole set.
Yeah, I got the 4 through 6. I don't have the shitty ones.
Yeah, I have all of them.
And they don't have they still don't have, like, I want to say the full catalog, because there's still
Dude, you could not find a box. That would be so expensive because of Clone Wars and all the other bullshit associated with it. The thing would be huge.
Yeah, that's the part with box sets. You make them that big.
Yeah.
Seasons on DVD. Hell, I was at Walmart yesterday. I think it had to be yesterday. And I picked something up and I was like, I want to buy this because it's so fucking cheap. The complete series for Full House.
Nice.
Box set, $50.
Yeah.
I was about to be like, $50 for damn.
Did they just make a new one of those, or are they making a new TV series?
They're making a new one.
Yeah. What do you want to, I don't want to say a spinoff.
No, it's from the perspective of one of the kids and having her own kids or something, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like fast forwarded.
Yeah.
Type thing.
It's like, you remember that show Boy Meets World?
I think he was too old.
No, yeah, I remember it, yeah.
Well, then they just did a reboot called Girl Meets World, where the, you know, the Topanga and whatever that kid's name had a daughter, Corey. And it's from, yeah, Corey, and it's from her point of view.
I wanted to say Fred Savage.
That's a place that I'd love to get my hands on, is The Wonder Years. I loved that show.
It's never big into that show either.
Yeah, the Amazon's got Star Wars, the complete saga, which I'm guessing is the 6 movies. It's $87, and it's out of stock.
Yeah. Oh, but the one thing that they don't have on the set anymore, which is supposedly the big thing that everybody wants, is the original Star Wars Christmas special.
Yep, and then there was an Ewok. They did like a short Ewok film, too, that mine has, and most of them now don't come with it. So, and I've only watched that once. It was like very kiddish, but of course it's for the Ewoks. So, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering, do they sell the original releases of like the New Hope and stuff, where they didn't, where what's his name didn't go in and fuck it up afterward?
I thought they did.
See, I think so. most of these box sets I'm looking at are probably the fucked up versions.
I don't know. So let's get into another question. 1 of 4.
Yeah.
Got 2 more left.
Yeah, 3 or 4, yeah.
Okay. Do you want the easy question? Not the easy question. You want the normal question or the weird question?
With Andy, aren't they all weird?
No, this one has an exceptional weirdness to it.
Let's do the normal one then.
What do you want, Mom?
Oh, I don't care.
How about Shane's butthole?
No.
It's willing to take anything.
Why say no and it feels so good to say yes?
It does not.
Anyway, what is your favorite candy, and what candy do you hand out for Halloween?
Don't want as candy.
Yeah, I was about to say, I haven't handed out candy since my mom did it. And when it comes to that, it's just buy a bag of random candy and hand them out.
Yeah, I think last year wasn't a very good year because it was kind of rainy here for trick or treat. The year before, we handed out 3 of those really super huge bags from Sam's. Nice. Yeah, it was like whatever the Hershey's bundle is. It's got all kinds of different little ones. But yeah. I think we figured it out. It's something like 400 or 500 pieces of candy is what we ended up passing out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we stay busy.
I don't hand out candy because I'm normally, you know, working or something. But if I'm
not a people person.
Nah, I'm not a people person. I hate people.
Especially black ones.
No.
But these are little. These are all little people.
Yeah, that are sometimes more annoying than big people. So,
the big ones are always more annoying.
Yeah, I don't know. If I'm going to eat candy, like my favorite is Sour Patch Kids.
I got to go with Reese Cups.
Yeah, I'll eat the shit out of them too. But most of the time, I'm not a big sweet person. Like, it's a fluke that I was eating peanut butter M&Ms. Most of the time, I'm eating, you know, beef jerky or potato chips or something like that.
Jizz.
No.
Oh, that's right. You don't eat it. You just chew it or swallow.
Sick bastard.
See, my favorite it depends on my mood. I think classic-wise, Reese Cups are one. Almost anything Reese's. Because newer.
I love Starburst, too.
The newer Butterfinger Cups are nice. I just bought me. I was at a truck stop, and they had, like, they were labeling it as like an overstock sale. They had like a bunch of stuff that I guess maybe they had too much of when a new shipment came in, so they were selling it like a little bit cheaper. And it was the 4 packs of the peanut butter of the Butterfinger cups for $1.
Nice.
So I was like, sweet. And I bought like 2 of them, put them in my cooler because those things are like after they've been in a cooler for a while. Oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
See, I like those. Then it just depends on my mood. Like maybe I want M&Ms one day. Maybe I want Skittles. It was just whatever tickles my fancy. I don't know. All right. I guess that goes to our time for the weird question.
Oh, boy.
It gets no weirder than this, but we only had 4 questions and no one else loves us. All right. Explain the worst fart you ever smelt. By who and where were you at?
Oh, dude. Yeah, I got a story. I can do this. I was at work. It was a couple years ago. And I was working with my friend Craig and my friend Polly. Craig decided to fart. And, dude, it fucking smelled like rotten garbage. And I was like, ugh. Well, I didn't tell Polly as he's walking into the, you know, the fog. And he goes to talk and his mouth is open. And he's like, I had my fucking mouth open. He's like gagging and shit. But yeah, that was the worst one I've ever smelled.
I don't really remember, like, specifically.
Well, the only reason I remember is because Polly had me rolling. I'm laughing my ass off with the whole, I had my fucking mouth open.
Let me see.
I mean, I farted today and it made Carolyn run out of the kitchen. So, I mean,
she didn't like cucumbers either?
I mean... it depends, like worst. I've had some bad ones. I know, like, I had some stomach problems for a while where it used to give me some like horrible gas. A guy I used to work with way back in the day, I think I've explained it, like, I used to work at a newspaper place, and this particular section was before I became a pressman and all that kind of stuff, and we used to insert newspapers with coupons and all that kind of crap. Well, the main thing for the week was to fill our comic section. Like, we pretty much start the Monday before, and then you have all these packets of comics ready to get put into the paper Saturday night. Well, I don't know if it was like while we were doing that or doing other work, because obviously you have like your inserts are like maybe one side of the room, and then everybody's like scattered out on these longer tables, you know, putting stuff into the newspapers. We had a guy by the name of, his nickname was HD. He has since passed, and he's an older guy. Like, he would lay the nastiest farts, he would do it while walking across the room. He's inserting his newspaper. Oh, I'm gonna go grab some inserts. And, you know, he's, like, farting along the way, bends down, picks it up, and walks back. And then, like, after he's gone, like, then you smell it.
The walking farts.
I mean, it might not have been just walking. He might have, like, farted where he was at and just walked and, like, let it linger with him. Oh, my God. He had horrible, horrible, oh, horrible gas. And the last one, like, think of, okay, this isn't gas. It's someone shitting themselves, but it's a funny story. I went out for my nephew's, God, it had to be, like, his fourth birthday, I want to say. And his parents invited me out to Bob Evans with them for a birthday meal. We leave there, we go to Walmart to like pick him up a toy or something, and while he's in Walmart he shits himself.
Ugh.
It was the most nastiest smelling stuff. Like, I don't think it came out, but you could just smell, like, and we were already in Walmart and we had like go get the toy, turn around, come back, and luckily I drove myself there, so like they had to like drive home in that smell stuff. I'm gonna remind them next time I see them about it. So fucking funny. It's probably like about 8 years ago. I think he's about 12 right now, 11 or 12. Oh my God, so fucking hilarious. But other than that, I can't really think of anything. It's such a weird fucking question.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, that's all we have to talk about. Any other topics you guys want to talk about? I don't know.
Nothing that really comes to my head.
Nah, I really can't think of anything.
Okay, we're going to play a game. Not that kind of game. I don't know. I want to flip through Facebook.
Is it hide and seek through Shane's ass?
Man.
It's not really a lot of hiding spots in there. It's kind of wide open.
Yeah, it is pretty big, but.
Not the game I'm going to play, so I'm just going to flip through Facebook and see what comes up. What talking points. Have you broke your phone yet, Shane?
No. As long as I've had a phone without breaking it.
I'm wondering if it was not necessarily your anger problem or just people you were with.
I would go with that one.
Since we've done it every other show for the last three, how's the car working out?
Good. I kept it. I didn't trade it in.
Did you get the stuff fixed on it?
Yep, all good.
I got the stuff fixed on my car, too. Did I mention that?
I don't think you said. You were having something really wrong with it.
Yeah, you didn't have reverse.
Okay, yeah. I think I'd mentioned on the show, like, I got it. For $25, they fixed the transmission, and for another $25, they fixed my oil pan. So $50 fixed both.
Yeah, that's not bad.
The only thing I have to worry about, and it's something I'm going to worry about come spring, is my air conditioning is fucked.
Right.
Almost like my truck right now. But with that one, it just doesn't get cold at all. And it's probably, I described it as a Freon problem, but when I went to look up if I could just buy Freon and put it on, it basically said, yeah, you don't have Freon, you have this newer thing, and this, my car is like 2005, and this weird chemical is that equivalent, and if you have a problem with it, then you are having, like, it's a bigger issue that needs addressed, so I had to figure that out.
Yeah, I thought they switched away from Freon, but it's such a fucking racket, dude. They have this all set up so that basically somebody's making money off of it.
Yeah. So I'm hoping by the end of the year I can get a Xbox One. That's something we were talking about when you were gone, Mom.
Yeah.
What do you mean when I was gone?
When you were pooping.
Oh, yeah. If you're never, well, I guess you'll be home now, but yeah. If you're never home, what's the point?
I'll say I'll be home. Well, I'll be home every day, but I probably wouldn't play till weekend.
Right. Bob, well, did you pre-order Black Ops 3?
I'm not going to pre-order. I'll just get it on day of.
Because I got it paid off. I just got to pick it up.
I don't come out for another couple weeks.
I know, but I already paid it off.
You know how Shane is. He's weird about that stuff. You could say he's
OCD.
Anal.
I prefer anal. No.
And from what I understand, so does Shane.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, and I think I'm getting a PS4 this week, so.
Snob.
No, dude, I just want, like, the Uncharted collection came out, and Uncharted 4 is coming out, and I love those games, so it's like, I gotta get a PS4.
Snob.
You gotta, or you really want to?
I gotta.
I will buy Halo before I buy Uncharted.
Yeah, I've never been a Halo fan.
Neither have I.
But, I mean, I'm gonna keep my Xbox One, obviously, but I'm just gonna have both of them.
Yeah, I kind of looked at the games to buy, and there's really not much out there right now I want to play.
No, like, you know, Black Ops 3 is coming, then Rise of the Tomb Raider, which is going to be fucking amazing. The Star Wars Battlefront, I played the beta. I don't know about that.
I heard there was a lot of problems with the beta that probably aren't going to be problems when it becomes the real deal.
Yeah, and then I pre-ordered Mafia 3, which don't come out till April. of 2016. But yeah, those are what I'm looking forward to playing.
I'm looking forward to playing Lego Batman 3 when I get to that point.
I have that on Xbox One. Yeah, you told me it was on sale.
I think I did get it.
I'm still in the middle of Lego Marvel. That's the thing. After I beat Lego Marvels, when I'll think like, okay, maybe I'll get my Xbox One now, but I'm just in no complete rush. And it's like I had mentioned, it's either I'll try to get it by the end of the year, or I'm just going to wait for tax time, because I do have to move again.
Right.
I didn't really mention that on this show, but it's now, I'm going to move closer to home. Well, closer to my mom, basically. But I'm moving in with one of my current roommates. We're moving out of our house, because the landlord is going to change. And he's friends with the landlord. He just kind of like, fuck, you know, I don't want to deal with another landlord type thing.
Gotcha.
And in turn, his aunt happens to be selling one of her properties, which is a house with two bedrooms. So we're just kind of like, screw it. He's going to buy the house and we're both going to live in it. I'm going to pay some sort of rent. I'll be literally right next door to a McDonald's too. So that'd be fun. But the one thing I'm debating, like if in a perfect world for me, I want the Monday through Friday day shift route.
Right.
I'm going to have that job. And actually, I'm going to be the job that I'm getting and where I'm moving. It's like from where I'm at now is like a halfway distance. So I'm going to move closer to it. But if I get that schedule, I'm probably going to sign up for martial arts classes, because the instructor that I had when I was a kid has opened up his own school. And like he opened up years ago, but he like left it. Someone like bought him out or something. Someone took over, and now he's actually like come out of retirement, and he's like teaching his classes. And I happened to, when I was home a couple weeks back, I went in and seen him. And when I was speaking with him about stuff, and he remembers me and everything, he's actually going to give me the same rate that I had before when I was a kid. I don't know what that rate is. He said he'll look it up to figure out exactly what it is. But I'm guessing this was in the 90s. It's got to be pretty cheap.
Yeah.
So that's going to be my version of getting healthy. Healthy, like someone. I don't want to get skinny, but I don't know. I had fun doing karate when I was little. Well, thanks for your support, fuckers.
Yeah, we don't give a shit.
Oh, we don't give a shit.
Were you talking?
Why'd you go out for a smoke?
No, I've been out already, like twice.
I know, I can tell you because you have your headset plugged back out.
No, actually, it's the same headset. I haven't unplugged or replugged anything.
You had like a ground wire sound for a while.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I bet it was when I had this phone. I had it plugged into the charger. I bet that's when it was doing it.
Yep.
Yep, that's when it was doing it.
I was letting it go because I plugged in my headset earlier and I was figuring it probably did the same thing. It might have, it might not have. It's been on and off lately.
Could be Skype, too. Who the fuck knows?
No, yours was the ground wire. Because whenever you unmuted yourself, you could hear it. I mean, you couldn't hear it. Which is you muted yourself, you couldn't hear it. You unmuted yourself, could hear it.
Yeah, the only thing I think is I plugged my phone in for a minute. It's got to be what it was.
Yeah, I figured you'd eventually stop. Nothing good. Maybe if I check like those news story things on Facebook, things that come up as...
It's all going to be politics.
Or
No, like the trending top, the trending things that they have. Like if you hit the search button, like the top one is something about Jimmy Fallon.
How terrible the Philadelphia Eagles are?
Fuck off, man.
I wonder if that's on here. Something about Philly. Cleveland, Ohio, Walking Dead, Bill Francis.
Where you can't talk Walking Dead right now.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because I caught half a spoiler when I was flipping through some stuff. And Yeah.
Me too. I'm sure I need to watch this episode.
Something about Rick dying?
Is something about somebody dying.
I'm flipping through stuff right now. See if I can... Spoilers, I don't give a fuck. It's Walking Dead. Blue Beetle. Supposedly they started on... I keep wanting to say the wrong movie name, and that's not the right one. Super Troopers 2. Nice. Kept wanting to say Stormtroopers.
Oh God, I hope it's good. I really do.
They waited a long time for a sequel.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, they have. But they also waited a long time to technically do the sequel to Dumb and Dumber.
But this isn't the Farrelly Brothers. This is Broken Lizard, and a lot of their movies are kind of funny. Super Troopers was hilarious. Club Dread was okay.
Beer Fest.
I was about to say Beer Fest was hilarious. And that's the next one that people were going to be begging them to do, fucking Pot Fest.
Right.
But they've been working on Super Troopers 2 forever. I want to say almost 10 years it's been talked about. So, I mean, they've given it time. And those guys that star in it, those are the main guys of Broken Lizard. So they work together for shit. The bigger guy, the guy that plays like what, Favre or whatever, he does a bunch of other stuff. He was in Dark Knight. He was in granted, his part was so small. He was in How I Met Your Mother. The rest aren't in a whole lot. I mean, granted, I know I just mentioned two things for the one guy. I think he's got other stuff too, but that's more than I can recognize the other ones for. I take it you guys are getting tired.
Yep.
A little bit.
As am I. So if we have nothing else to talk about, we might want to wrap the show up, as I'm going to just try to find any more last-minute topics. Well, like Shane liking it in the butthole.
No.
All right, well, not just the butthole. I heard he likes it in the mouth, too.
No.
Mm-hmm. Right up the butt. Right in the poop chute.
Ooh.
Down the Hershey Highway.
God damn it, no.
It's a whole new meaning to Hershey Kiss. Well, I guess that'll do it for us here on Anything Goes on the Trending Topics Network. Any closing thoughts or final words, either of you, even though you never have anything, just maybe come up with something, I don't know, please?
At the Mock Jockey, that's something.
My gamer tag is FTW780.
Hey, let me give you three guesses what my gamer tag is.
The Mock Jockey.
Exactly.
Give you three guesses what my gamer tag is.
Heavy set 330.
You ever gonna... When are you gonna reinstall your Twitter app?
I don't know.
I like how you're like, I'm gonna delete Twitter. And like, what you mean is you're deleting the app, which means you still have the account.
No, I took the deactivate account button.
No, your account still shows up.
Oh.
I just tweeted it today.
What the fuck did you say?
Well, I mentioned you about the show.
Oh, okay.
After Hell in the Cell. I mentioned it from the Anything Goes account. Well, that'll do it for us. Follow us on Twitter at the Anything Goes. You can follow myself at Heavyset330. Mop, you've already heard his, the Mop Jockey. FTW, you heard his in his ass. Really close. And we will catch everybody next time, and hopefully you've got more questions for us. So please send them in. All right, bye.
Bye.